Let's call this meeting to order. Today is March 31st, 2009, Tuesday, at 3:35 in the afternoon. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum here. We have Senator Linda Menard, Senator Albert Kuke, Senator Joe Thomas, and myself, Senator Olson. This time, we want to remind everybody to go ahead and turn off your cell phones, turn off your Blackberries so that they interfere with the teleconferencing that's going on. The purpose of this meeting is to take up the following legislation, Senate Bill 165, authorizing the transfer of land from the railroad to the municipality. And this afternoon, we have backslash A. With that, we'll have the bill sponsor come on up here and present the bill for us. And then we'll go ahead with people that are on the teleconference to go ahead and chime in as well.
Thank you, Senator Olson. My name is Jesse Crosscall, and I'm an aide to Senator Johnny Ellis. So thank you, Senator, and members of the committee for hearing this bill today. Senate Bill 165 is a land swap between the Alaska Railroad Corporation, the municipality of Anchorage. I see everybody has the map in front of them, and the land in question is partially in the senator's district and partially in the adjoining district. It involves two parcels of land owned by the railroad in the Government Hill section of Anchorage, and then another parcel of land in what's known as the AC couplet across Ship Creek from Government Hill. This bill is the culmination of a lot of work that has been done between the railroad and the municipality. They've brought in the Anchorage School District, the Government Hill Community Council in on this land swap, and all those parties are in support of this legislation. At this time, I'll just walk through the bill itself, and there is a visual guide as we go along, which is this map that's in front of us. So on page 1, line 6, what that does is describe the land that's going to be transferred to the municipality of Anchorage. And there are, like I said, two plots of land in question. And the first is this larger section on the right of your map. And that is a little under 2 acres. Located on Hollywood Drive, has an appraised value of $480,000, and that land over there is being redeveloped into some residential development and homes, and would be with if the municipality owned it, they would then sell off the plots of land for residential development.
That's at Survey 1170.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the second parcel of land is much smaller. It's at the top. And going up off the map is Government Hill Elementary School. And this is just an empty plot of land right now. It would be, if the municipality came into ownership of it, they would use it to make a safer entrance to Government Hill Elementary School. I've been to Government Hill Elementary School at night, and there's some curves getting in there, and kids, you know, are in danger of being hit by cars. It's sort of a curvy entrance, and so this would facilitate a easier entrance to the school. So that's why, like I said, the Anchorage School District has weighed in support of this.
Let the record reflect we've been joined by Senator French. Continue on, Mr. Crosscall.
And then, flipping over to page 2 of the legislation.
Oh, before we go back, that survey number 3458, are you an acre, less than an acre?
It is 0.18 acres.
Well, that is a tiny piece of land.
Very tiny.
Okay. And what's its value?
$122,800.
$123,000. Okay. Senator Thomas.
Could you just, thank you, Mr. Chairman, point out the specific pieces of property? I didn't find the small one on here, but I think I'm looking at the first one, which is the 1.93 acres, is and I think the chairman asked you if that was U.S. Survey 1170 with a little blue block across the top of it. So that's which one that one is. And the other one is where? I'm sorry, I could not follow you there.
So it's in the bill, it's on page 1, line 11, and then on your map, at top, very small blue.
The very little blue one. Okay, all right. Okay, I was looking for everything in orange, but anyhow, I got you now. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Crosscall.
So then flipping over to page 2, line 6, is the purpose of the transfer. Most of that I've just explained, which is for the East Government Hill redevelopment for housing, and then the West Government Hill for a safer school entrance. The municipality of Anchorage, the land that they would exchange is this red box down here across Ship Creek near downtown Anchorage. And that land is surrounded by railroad land. It's a parking lot right now run by the Anchorage Parking Authority, or the Downtown Parking Authority. And consolidating that land would give the railroad more chances to develop the land and increase its value. And so if you, well, the appraised value of the municipality's land is $645,000. So if you do some math, you find out that the land coming from the municipality is $645,000. The land going to the municipality is appraised at a little over $600,000. And the municipality has said that they don't expect any future consideration for that difference.
And is the
Senator Menard,
the chair, to Jesse, is it 20,150 square feet? Is that the land that the municipality is trading us, trading the railroad for?
Correct. And that's.
And what does that interpret into acres?
Sorry.
Half an acre?
I actually don't know the conversion.
40,000 an acre.
Usually 40,000.
40,000 an acre?
Yeah. Usually 40 something in an acre.
263.
Okay. Go ahead.
And that's actually the wrap-up of running through the bill and sort of the why of all of this. Like I said, the Anchorage School District is in support of this bill. We have a letter of support there. We have a letter of support from the Government Hill Community Council. And then also a resolution from the railroad. And I believe online we have some folks, both from the municipality, from the railroad, and from the community council. So I'd be happy to take questions or turn it over.
Senator Kukesh.
This isn't a question to the bill, but I was just wondering if you could, for the record, explain why we have to authorize the railroad to make that exchange. Because I know we don't have authority over them.
We do. In statute.
I mean, in terms of their salaries or their budget or anything else, so why would we have to do this?
Real estate.
Yeah, in statute, there were any transfer of land from the railroad has to be approved by the legislature.
Okay.
Senator Kukesh, follow-up?
No.
So this land is owned fee simple?
Sorry?
This land is owned by the municipality and the railroad? Both, all three parcels are fee simple?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Hollis? Have you got any letters that give the position of those land developers that are dealing with developing land in the local area on Government Hill or on the north side of Ship Creek?
Our office has not. There might be other people online who can speak to that.
Okay. And what about, as I look at it, how far are you away from the, I think it's the Comfort Inn that's down there?
The Comfort Inn.
Isn't that the local hotel that's closest to this area?
Yes.
Have they weighed in on this?
Not with us, they have not.
And they've been aware of what's going on?
You'd have to ask the folks from the municipality.
Okay. Probably. Any further questions of Mr. Crosscall? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe it's not a question here, but we have some land we'd like to swap too, and I don't know if anybody else on the committee has any land they'd like to swap with the railroad, but maybe we just amend this bill right now and take care of it while everybody's got something to put into it. Thank you.
Senator Bernard.
Yes, through the chair to Jesse. Can you tell me why the railroad wanted this particular spot? Is this the piece they've been after for bringing the ferry in or parking? Or is this just makes you, what you explained to us is all the land surrounding this parcel is already the railroad's. So is that why this half acre was so desirable?
I think they were looking for an equal value of, so of appraised land, and if it is more than that, I'd see if the railroad
yeah. Yes,
if to come.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Mr. Kibitz, are you online, sir?
Yes, I am.
We have, Senator Menard has a question for you.
Certainly.
Thank you. My question was, the land that you're swapping, it is desirable for the railroad because I understand there's the other property around it is already owned by the railroad. Was there any specific plans that you had? I know there's been some controversy of trying to get more Sheep Creek property in the railroad's possession. Would you speak to that?
Certainly. Well, we, of course, were approached by the municipality to do the land swap.
Mr. Kubitz?
Yes.
Could you just identify yourself for the record, please?
Okay. This is Jim Kubitz. I'm Vice President of Real Estate at the Alaska Railroad Corporation. To answer your question, Senator Menard, we, are, of course, were approached by the municipality because they are the ones desiring the land swap because they need this piece up on Government Hill to complete their development. And as someone mentioned, we were just looking for something desirable or something that was of equal value or close to equal value to swap. The municipality has always had that little in-holding in that parking lot up there, which kind of makes it burdensome for anyone to do anything with it. So we just decided that was a logical spot that would make an equal swap and would sort of clean up that lot up there and give us one usable lot. Currently, it's really not usable having two ownerships in that one area.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mr. Kubitz, do you have anything else that you'd like to testify on the related to the bill besides answering the question?
No, sir. No, sir. I know there's support for it. We have not received any negative support for it. It's just something that makes sense, mostly for the school district, for the municipality, and ultimately for the Alaska Railroad.
I could see how it would make sense for the municipality to go ahead and acquire it, but if you're going to get a half acre in the middle of a parking lot, it seems that, well, I guess what are the plans that the railroad has for that small parcel?
Well, currently it's probably just to continue it as parking, but allowing that parcel to be one piece now would actually make it developable. In other words, a building could be built on it. In its current configuration, that wouldn't work because there just wouldn't be enough setback, wouldn't be enough parking. It has to be platted into one lot in order to be developable. So currently it could, I mean, after the trade currently, we could develop that into and put a small building there.
Okay.
Someone could.
So we can anticipate another land transfer sometime in the near future?
No, I don't think so. Once the swap is done, no, the railroad would retain ownership of the property. We would lease it out to someone to build a building on it.
I see. Any further questions, Mr. Kubitz? If not, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. We've got Bob French from the Government Hill Community Council. Mr. French, are you on, sir?
I am on the line here.
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's stated that you're here to go ahead and testify. I just want to make sure you don't have a conflict with our other senator that's in the room.
No, I am not related in any way to Senator French.
Thank you very much, Mr. French. Go ahead and give us your testimony, please.
Sure. Thanks to the chair and the other members of the committee. My name is Bob French, and I am co-vice president of Government Hill Community Council. Some of you may not be familiar with community councils, but for the municipality, they serve as the most basic form of local government. The 39 community councils in Anchorage go from Eklutna down to Girdwood, and while we have few actual powers, the municipality looks to the community councils for advice and guidance on many local issues that are of particular interest to a local community like ourselves. We are glad to be able to testify in favor of a project that we feel will have a real positive effect on our neighborhood. Government Hill is the oldest neighborhood in Anchorage, and our history has been closely tied to the Alaska Railroad, and we probably have a larger density of railroad-owned land in any residential area. I don't think there's an equivalent setup anywhere else in the state. The railroad owns many small parcels throughout Government Hill, and it, as Mr. Kubitz testified, it really can be a hindrance to being able to have to be able to develop that land. And the land at the entrance to the Government Hill Elementary School is such a site where it has not been able to really function the way that it needs to, just because of this a lease ownership. The maps that you've seen outlining the land swaps give you a little bit of an idea of the challenges that exist in there, but I think the scale may be a little hard to tell. There's actually a small street that's more of a parking lot, complete with curb cuts, and then there's also a metal school crossing bridge going over Loop Road right in the middle, where Bilbo, Loop Road, the entrance to Elmendorf Air Force Base, and two disconnected halves of Blood Bluff Road all joined together. Right in the middle of all of this is this railroad property that has blocked all of the attempts to create a workable entrance to the Government Hill Elementary School. Now, I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but if the land swap is approved, there will be actually hope in being able to find a solution. So I certainly urge you to support Senate Bill 165 and help simplify what is a very convoluted property ownership in this particular area. So I guess thanks for your attention, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Mr. French, thank you very much for your testimony this afternoon. Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and not so much a question to Bob French, but two comments. One is, I know from personal experience that the entrance to the Government Hill Elementary School is really in need of a makeover. My son went to elementary school there in the Spanish immersion program, so we transported him back and forth to school for 6 years. My wife was the president of the PTA one of those years, and it's just something that really, really needs to be fixed. So I'm glad that Mr. French brought that to our attention, because it's hard to see from the map that the Government Hill School indeed sits just to the north of that blue parcel, the tiny sort of triangular shaped blue parcel there on the left of the two. The other thing I'd just like to, so that's point one. Point two is, I just want to point out to those of you who aren't from Anchorage, and that includes the entire committee, that the Government Hill Community Council is known for its sort of strength, its depth, its awareness of local issues. It's a very, very proactive community council. And so I would just, you know, sort of want to vouch, if you will, for the comments that Mr. French made. When they speak, they speak with some authority about what the community wants. Thank you.
Mr. French, how far down does the community council, where are the boundaries for it, especially toward the south end?
Our boundaries actually include all of the Anchorage Terminal Reserve that is that's owned by the Alaska Railroad. So we have quite a few industrial partners in who are part of the community council, and that would include the Port of Anchorage. It includes Elmendorf Air Force Base, and it also includes basically the Ship Creek Valley.
So you're saying that it includes pretty much all the area that's on the map that's in front of us? I'm assuming that you have a copy.
Actually, I don't have a copy, and I believe that the boundary line between the Government Hill Community Council and the Downtown Community Council may lie close to 3rd Avenue there, and I'm not exactly sure on that.
As you look at the place, I think it's down to the lower left of the map, I think is where the Saturday flea market is at. Do you have jurisdiction over that area?
No, I believe that's part of the Downtown Community Council.
Senator French?
I think Mr. French is correct.
Okay. Senator Menard, you had a question?
I was just wondering if it's correct to characterize or not correct to characterize everything in the orange with the orange lines is within the Mountain View Community Council?
Just a quick point of order. That's Government Hill.
I mean Government Hill.
And I think that's right. I mean, just for the I don't think I said it. He doesn't have a map is what he said.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have a map. I'm sorry.
The question is for you then, Senator French. Everything that's within the orange line here is under the jurisdiction. I don't understand what the orange line means. Crosscall? Ms. Linsku?
Mr. Kubitz could probably answer that.
Mr. Kubitz, are you on, sir?
Actually, it's just the opposite. It says the terminal reserve boundary, and so I think that it's boxing out, not boxing in, if you understand what I'm saying. But maybe Mr. Kubitz can explain it better.
Well, I'm here, but I'm scratching my head, too, since I don't have a map in front of me, and I just stepped out for a second. What area are you wondering if it's in our reserve? Or are you talking about the community council boundary?
Yeah, Mr. Kubitz, just identify yourself for the record, please.
Jim Kubitz, Vice President of Real Estate, Alaska Railroad Corporation.
Okay, since you don't have a map in front of you, we do have railroad personnel here that has a map in front of her. Could you identify for the record, Wendy?
Sure, thank you. My name is Wendy Linskugan. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Corporate Affairs at the Alaska Railroad. And what you're seeing there with the orange line on the map is basically defining the railroad property. And so that doesn't really relate to community council boundaries. Okay. And the two parcels in the two blue parcels on Government Hill are definitely within the community council of Government Hill. I believe the red parcel is actually probably coming right into the boundary of the downtown community council.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Certainly sounds right. And while you're on the record, do you have anything else you want to say to related to this bill?
No, just appreciate you taking this up today, and hopefully we can get support and move this forward. It was a good negotiation with the city, and all parties have agreed, so thank you.
Senator Thomas.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make sure I'm understanding, Wendy, if you don't mind, what we're talking about here when we follow the orange line, we're talking about everything to the west of the orange line and everything basically to the south of the orange line and everything to the east, this bigger chunk, obviously, that makes sense. That's all railroad property. And then we follow it around, and it makes a bunch of jogs, and that's all railroad property except this little chunk that's going to be disposed of. But are we just not seeing the continuation on the right-hand side of the map of the orange line going over and then coming back towards the blue block? Is that what's making,
right,
adding to the confusion as far as seeing a continuous line? Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions of Ms. Linsku? If not, we have Phyllis Johnson. Ms. Johnson, are you on, ma'am?
Yes, Chairman, I am, and I am only available for questions. I'm the Alaska Railroad's lawyer, and I was only here for questions.
Okay, and I had you down for willing to go or wanting to go ahead and testify, so I apologize for calling on you.
Well, no, I apologize. I must have said it wrong, sir.
Okay. Anybody else in the room that wants to go ahead and testify? This is calling at ease here. Testify. Anybody else online that wants to go ahead and testify? If not, the wishes of the committee? Senator French?
Chairman, I'd be pleased to move that we move SB 165 from committee with individual recommendations. And is there a fiscal note? In the attached, zero fiscal note.
Any objection? Senator Menard?
I don't object, but I have a comment.
Senator Menard, please.
I think the only difficulty when we first saw this is we were trying to equate the almost 2 acres and the benefit, which was like $42,200, that the railroad will realize above and beyond what the trade was. So I think that was just a small struggle, since you're only getting 20,000 square feet. But so I think one kind of outbalances the other. But I just want to go on record that I think we all struggled with that. So. That's all I have.
Okay, if there's no further objection, this bill passes from committee and goes to goes to rules committee. With that, our next meeting is going to be held at 3:30 on Thursday, April 2nd, 2009. This meeting is adjourned.